week's Parshas Acharei Kemos Kedoshim begins by the Hashem al Moshe Acharei Moshe Bnei Aharon Bikorvasam Lefnei Hashem VeYamusu. So we know the tragic death of Nadav Avihu, and there's so much in Chazal to discuss why what they did wrong. Very ambiguous. But just looking at the psukim, Karvasam Lefnei Hashem VeYamusu. Then, so it seems, Karvasam Lefnei Hashem seems like a good thing. They try to get close to God. Karvasam Lefnei Hashem VeYamusu, why? Then, we read further on, Me'es Adas B'nei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sirin Izim Lechatas V'ayin Lechad La'ola. Later on, when the Kohen Gadol is bringing his karbanos, it speaks about going into the Kodesh Kodoshim, and it speaks about Me'ez B'nei Yisrael taking a korban from Klal Yisrael. Shnei Si'irei Yizim L'chatas V'ayelecha La'olah. So the Sefer Tiferes Shlomo, that's the Radomsk, the very chashuv of a Sefer. So he says the following. Me'ez Adas B'nei Yisrael Yikach Shayav Peish Rashi Yamishol Tzibur. Peish was born in Makamashmo, Zal, lo kol korbanos shel Kohen Gadol, afilu chavitin. It was the Kohen Gadol is going to take from Klal Yisrael, from the community fund, these korbanos. So he says like this. He quotes from a certain person, Marie Bipraberberg, the darshan, the famous lashon of the tefillah on Yom Kippur, Va'kohanim v'ha'am. You want to sing it? Ha'omdim ba'azara. So he said, Al derech hadrush, perish ha'am omdu be'ezrosto b'tefillah v'tachnunim over a Kohen Gadol. Because the kohanim v'ha'am have to realize that it's a partnership. And the Kohen Gadol went in, and the people had to pray that he came out successfully. Because even though he was the greatest, as great as the Kohen Gadol might have been, but without the zchus of the people and the tefillos of the people, he might not have made it. Va'kohanim v'ha'am ha'omdim ba'zara, meaning the kohanim, the kohen, and the am who was omdim ba'zara, darshan not only physically in the azara, but azara from Lashon Ezra, support. That they, their tefillos, were supporting his existence. And therefore, that's what it means that the Kohen Gadol had to take Me'es Adas B'nei Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol, embarking upon his avoda, could not be a loner. He had to be together with Klal Yisrael. So he quotes the Aron Noseis Nosov. The Aron, people who would carry the Aron would be carried by the Aron. That's a remez to the tzaddik who carries the people. But first of all, tzorich liyos mikodim is arusul atata min atalmidim. Because without the talmidim, without the Rebbe has nothing. Without the am, the kohen is nothing, as great as he might be. So without me'es adas b'nei Yisrael yikach, the kohen can't go in. Because the kohen has to have the siyata d'shmaya of Adas B'nei Yisrael. And that's HaKohanim V'Ha'am. The Kohen, but it has to, you need the Am. You need the Zchus HaTzibur. So says the Tefer Shlomo in the third column by the arrow, V'zesha Omer V'Nodov Aviyu B'Kor V'Som L'Vnei Hashem Sheholchu L'Skarev L'Avoda Me'atzma M'Kocham L'Chein V'Yamusu. But they were very holy people, Nodav Aviyu. But there was no Me'es Hadas B'nei Yisrael. They were loners. They were two tzaddikim, loners, who were trying to do tremendous avoda, but they didn't have the zchus hatzibur. They didn't have the me'es hadas b'nei Yisrael. They were not v'kohanim v'ha'am. They were just Nadav v'avir. And therefore, they didn't get the proper siyata d'shmaya, and as noble as their intentions were to get close to God, Vayamusu. This reminds me of something I heard from Rav Ezra Hartman from Beis Yisrael, told me in the name of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz made a comment about the famous person Rav Yonah Karpilov, who wrote the Sefer Yonas Elam, which is a very chush of a Sefer. Famous Shtikl Torah on Mashkon in that Sefer. And he was part of the Mir Yeshiva. And the Mir Yeshiva, you know, had refuge in Japan and then Shanghai. And he was one of the greats. And somehow, I don't know for what reason, he had to separate from the Yeshiva. I don't know exactly what the details, why he had to separate from the yeshiva, and he didn't survive. He didn't survive. And Reb Chaim said that as great as he was, he's not criticizing him, but the metzius was that he lost the zchus hatzibur. And once he lost the zchus hatzibur, he was on his own, and he didn't survive as the rest of the yeshiva did. So, Me'es Hadas B'nei Yisrael Yikach. The Kohen Gadol has to take the korban from the tzibur. The Kohen Gadol has to have Vakohanim V'Ha'am. It can't just be the Kohen himself. The Am in the Azara is really what's helping him be succeeding in the Kodesh Kodashim. Nodav Aviyu, but just Nodav Aviyu. And because of some of the Hashem via Musu. So that's a big important idea, that the schus of a person, of a yochid, is because he's part of the community. And that's why whatever you do in life, you have to give to the community. Whether you're, whatever field, if you're a Rebbe or a Rabbi, of course you're giving to the community. Even a Balabas, you're part of a Tzibur, you're part of a community. Then you're not a Nadav Aviyu. Then you're Me'es Hadas B'nei Yisrael. And that fits in with the famous Pasuk in Kedoshim. Page 5. Lo sikam lo sitor es bnei amecha, v'haftal reyecha kamocha, ani Hashem. So the famous pasuk of not taking the comma. Right? So there's a famous Yerushalmi that if you never saw it, it's very kedai to see. Famous Yerushalmi is in the Nedarim. On page 8, on the bottom, going on to page 9, Ksiv lo sikom v'lo sitor es b'nei amecha, heich avida, hava mikatea kupod. Mikatea means you were cutting a kupod, a piece of meat. U'machi sakin l'yodei, tachzer v'timcha l'yodei. Say you're a righty or a lefty, say you're a righty. So you're cutting with your right hand a piece of meat. And by mistake, when you try to cut the meat, your right hand cut the left hand. By mistake. So now, what is your left hand going to slap the right hand? Of course not, because it's one body. So the same thing with Klal Yisrael. A person did you wrong, so you want to take Nekama. But that's like having your left hand take Nekama from your right hand. You know, if by mistake your right hand hurt your left hand, so your left hand is not going to slap your right hand, because it's one unit. And that's what the Radomska was saying, that even though we have different roles, but we're all part of that one corpus, that one unit. And Nodav Aviu, perhaps we're very holy people, but somehow we're a little bit out of the unit. We're out of that. And anyone, no one could say that they have their own schus without the tzibur. And that's the Yerushalmi. So continuing this pasuk of what gives us that unity of tzibur. So the pasuk says, "Lo sikam v'lo sitor espunei amecha v'hafta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem." So the mefarshim are all bothered. What's the ani Hashem? V'hafta l'reacha kamocha. What's ani Hashem? So the Ibn Ezra says, "Ani Hashem," page 5, "Ki ani Eloka echad barasi eschem." What does it mean, "Ani Hashem"? Haftu echad kamocha, because "Ani Hashem," I created you all. So you're all part of my creation. So you're all one unit because you're all my kids, the same mishpacha, "Ani Hashem," and that's what the Avos Rav Nosson says. On page 7, second arrow. Chenu Omer Hato Echa Kamochani Hashem Atam, Ki Ani Barosiv Lichvodi. Im Osa Kein Ato Ovo Vim Lav Yato Ovo. Meaning, the idea of loving another person is, as the Rav Chaim Volozhinov speaks about this, is the same as loving God. Because if you dislike another person, so you're saying you dislike my creation. And in the Hashem, I created it all. So that's v'hafta l'reacha kamocha. And that's perhaps what gives that sense of community, is because we're all b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we all have to be part of the tzibur. Now we know the Rambam, on page 11, in Sefer Shoftim, discusses the mitzvah's essay, shel divreim levakar cholim, Anachem Aveilim, Lotzi Ameis, Lachnis Kala, all these mitzvahs. So the Rambam writes, Eilu Gemilos Chasod Shebegufo Shein Lehem Shiur, Vavo Pisha Kol Mitzvahs Eilu Bedivreim. None of these mitzvahs are explicitly written in the Chumash, but Harehen Bechlal V'Haftol Recha Kamocha. But they're Nichlal in Haftol Recha Kamocha. What does Haftol Recha Kamocha mean, says the Rambam? Anything that you would want that somebody should do for you, you should do for others. Like the Ramban says, Haftolecha Kamocha, haflog, it's an exaggeration. It can't mean emotionally that you love a person like yourself. That's very difficult. So, but at least what it means is, whatever you would want somebody to do for you, if you're in a certain situation, do for them when they're in that situation. And that's our communal responsibility. That's our communal responsibility. And it's interesting, the famous Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph about Hillel. A guy came to Hillel. He says to Megayer me al manas, that you teach me the whole Torah al regel achas. And he says, Dalecha sani l'chavrecha lo sovid, whatever is you don't like to be done to you, don't do to your fellow man. V'idach perusha zil gemor. So the whole Torah is not doing to your fellow man what you wouldn't want to do for yourself. So how's that the whole Torah? Maybe that's all mitzvahs ben adam, as some point out, ben adam l'chaveiro. But how's that mitzvahs ben adam l'makom? So Rashi, Rav Kahn likes to point out this Rashi. Rashi quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. We have the pasuk here, very conveniently, on page 13. Re'acha v're'a avicha al tazo. Your friend and your father's friend you shouldn't forsake. So says Rashi in Mishlei, Re'acha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenikra Re'a Yisrael. I mean, your friend and your father's friend is another way of saying God. But he's your best friend, and he was friends of your father, your grandfather, etc. So says Rashi in Shabbos that when he told him that don't do something that your friend won't like, don't do to him, is not only about your physical friend, but also it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'acha v're'acha avicha al tazov, zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tavor al dvarav. So memela, what it means is, and this Rav Kahn explained, and maybe others, that part of a haftel re'acha kamocha is avas Hashem as well. Because Re'acha, as the pasuk in Mishlei, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where it all congeals together. Meaning, because it's all one unit. Kutsh Abrichu, Araisa, Yisrael, Chadu. We're all one unit. And therefore, our success will only come about if we realize that we're part of that unit. And that's what the Shalah writes on page 14 in the bottom second arrow. O bov arecha ki avas reacha mishtali mimavar ha-sakadosh baruch hu. Ki godol chiyav avas areya hu lechvod avas ha-sakadosh baruch hu. In other words, the idea that you love your fellow man is a key in loving God. Because when you love your fellow man, you realize that he's created B'Tzalam Elokim, which is ultimately a compliment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avas Yisrael and Avas Hareya are one and the same. And that the Sefer Ola Yaakov on page 15 points out that these two things, the Avas Avtol Re'acha Kamocha, meaning the Re'a, meaning your physical friend, and Re'a Kadosh Baruch Hu, has to come together. Because, as he writes here, if a person, three lines from the bottom, Aval Avas Adam, Asher Yotzreim, Diglu Mishmo, Lohisa Mishulevizim, Avas Hashem, because if you have Avas Adam, and you don't have Avas Hashem, he says that's what the socialists had, that's what the communists had, that's what all these other groups had, and ultimately, without Avas Hashem, the Avas Reya dissipates. So Ve'avtol Areicha Kamocha that's what he says means Ani Hashem. Means you have to make sure that it comes with Emunah Hashem, and then it all weaves in together. So that's the Ani Hashem. So one pshat in Ani Hashem is the Ibn Ezra and the Avos de Rab Nosson, that Ani Hashem means that you have to love your fellow man because I created him. Ani Hashem. The Ola Yaakov explains Ani Hashem means that you have to have Emunah. It's not enough to have Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Because if you have Ben Adam L'Chaveiro without belief in Hashem, then ultimately it'll be corrupted and it won't last. And that's the yisod of the tzibur, of Avtol Re'acha Kamocha, is Avas Hashem and Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he writes from the Rav Naftali Rupshitz, on page 16. He says, "Bialdusi shamati mi melamdai shne yudim mahavim shem Hashem." He was taught by his Aleph Beis Rebbe that if you have two yuds, that's God's name. Yud and yud, right? We all know that. Two yuds is God's name. So then he said, shva. He saw the shva, which also looks like two yuds, right? And he thought that that's also Shem Hashem. So he asked his Rebbe. He said, "I thought you told me whenever there's two yuds, it's Shem Hashem. And here, it's not Shem Hashem. The shva is not Shem Hashem." So his Bili Malamdi Lemur, Shnei Yudim Ze Eitzel Ze, but Safta Chad Hashem Hu. The two yuds that are Shem Hashem, where the two yuds are side by side. A shva is one yud on top of the other. He says when two people believe that their community, their partnership together, not one is greater than the other, but it's one whole partnership, that's where Shem Hashem is. But when the one yud is on top of the other, that's not Shem Hashem. And that's an important yisod, because part of the idea that the community is one, like we were saying before, is realizing that all, just like the left hand doesn't hit the right hand, because they all part of the same body. Now in the same body, no one discusses, you know, who's more important. The same body, every different aver in the body has its function. And the body works together. It's like Rav Rivlin, the Mashkiach of Karen B'Yavne, used to say that you have a band. So each instrument contributes in a different way. So Klal Yisrael is like that one big symphony. And each person. One person could be a Rebbe, and one person could be the Oseich Mitzarchit Zibur in another way, and another person does another thing, and they're all part of this, but as long as you're part of the community. And it's interesting, in the Sefer Talei Oros, on page 17, he quotes a Medrash, V'haftal Recha Kamocha. So it says in the Medrash, V'haftal Recha Kamocha Hatafel L'Reacha. So what does that mean? Hatofel areacha. So he explains what the Medrash means is, you take the word reacha, what's the next letter of resh? Is shin. Ayin, pei, chof lamed, shofel. In other words, if everyone acts ba'anivus, shofel, they don't think that they're greater than someone else, so that's where v'haftal areacha kamocha sets in. But if each one thinks that they're the only one that's important and no one else is important, I'm not saying that that's what Nadav Avihu thought, but by the fact that they were loners is a certain shmek of lack of appreciation of the tzibur. And then the Sefer Talei Oros teaches the pasuk in Mishlei, on page 18 going over to page 19. Kemayim haponim laponim kein lev ha'adam la'adam, which literally means that just like if you look into the water, you see your reflection. That was, if you're going to smile into the water, the water is going to smile back into you, because your shadow is going to be into the water. Whatever, so too, lev adam la adam. If you have good feelings towards your friend, that's going to inculcate him good feelings towards you. So just like when you look into the water, whatever way you look into the water, that's the way the water is going to look back, because that's the reflection that you're giving into it. So too, whatever emotions that you're feeling towards your friend, he's going to feel back towards you. So in the Sefer, Talei Oros, he says, why is the comparison to the water? What did he give like a mirror? Why do you give the muscle of a water? When you look into a water, it looks back at you the way you look at it. So he says, because by a water, how do you see yourself in the water? It's only if you bend down. Right? So it's only if you have that shiftless and you're bending down, so then you're going to see. So in other words, so when they're comparing how a person creates Avas Yisrael, is only if he acts modestly towards his friend, like the Mayim Panim Laponim, that's going to create the Achdus. That's going to create the Achdus together. And that's Kimayim Panim Laponim. That's the Mashal. And Hashofel, Hatofel Reacha means the next letter in there. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner said a different pshat. Reb Chaim Volozhiner on page 20 said, what's it mean, Kimayim Panim Laponim? What's this Lashon? He says very often, when a person speaks about another person, so whatever positive things the other person has, so if he's jealous of him, he wants to minimize the positive things. And whatever negative things he has, he wants to expand upon the negative things. So he says, when you stand by a person face to face, so you're left, you're standing face to face, you're both standing up looking at each other, so your left hand is by his right hand, your right hand is by his left hand, so right represents strength, whereas, so your right hand is by his left hand, which means that the strength is to accentuate his left, his chesronos, and your left hand, the weakness is by his right hand, is to downplay his milus. But if you look into the water, so when you look into a reflection into the water, the right is by the right and the left is by the left. Right? And that means that you look at the milus and you want to praise the milus, and his weaknesses, you want to downplay his weaknesses. And that's the idea, and that's the Chidah, the Rosh David, on page 21, says that, what's Ani Hashem here? Kemayim Panim Laponim. I mean, if you have Ava to each your friends, your friend will have Ava towards you. Ava is what? Is the numerical value of 13. So if you have Ava towards you, towards him, he'll have Ava towards you, because Kamayim Kapanim upon him, 13 and 13 is 26. That's Ani Hashem, which Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. So Kamayim Panim upon him, if you show Ava, he'll show Ava back. So your Ava will generate his Ava, and Ava and Ava is 13 and 13 is Ani Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So Mamela, just to review, the Torah, the way the Tiferet Shlomo explains the Torah in the beginning of Acharei Mos is contrasting the Kohen Gadol's Avoda, where it's Me'es Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, to Nadav Avihu, who were Korvosam L'fnei Hashem V'yamusu. And the Nakuda is that the Kohen Gadol is Kohanim Va'am. Kohanim Va'am, they have to be in unison. The Kohen Gadol can't think that he's on his own and he's doing it all on his own. He has to realize that it's Ha'am Ha'omdim Ba'azara. It's the people that are in the Azara. The Azara is not only Lashon Azara, but Ezra. They're helping him out. Whereas Nadav Avihu is only what? Bekor Vasam Lefnei Hashem V'yamusu. And the idea is realizing the importance of the community, that we're all one guf. As Yerushalmi says, if your right hand would try to chop your left hand won't try to hit the right hand, because you're all part of that one corpus. And the idea is Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, as the Ibn Ezra says, I created you all. So you're all part of that same group, and therefore you should have Ava towards each other, And that's the Kamayim Panim upon him. Your Ava generates his Ava. 13 and 13 is Ani Hashem, is 26. And it only works if it's Kamayim Panim Laponim. If each one, so to speak, bends down towards his friend, meaning each one doesn't act conceited towards his friend, but realizes that what his friend has is part of the guf of Klal Yisrael. And every part of the guf of Klal Yisrael is very important. And as we approach, not yet, but we still have a week or so away, Inyan of Lag BaOmer, Dr. Horvitz writes this farm where he collects different makoros. So here he collects the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, where we know that Lag BaOmer is Hod SheBaHod. And that's the day that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. And what does Hod mean? Hod V'Hador L'Fonov means that Hod is Kavod, right? Splendor. All the Hod that in the world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if somebody has Hod, that means he was given it from God. So if the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva didn't respect each other, they were lacking in the Midah of Hod, of understanding that all the Hod that is in the world is coming from God, and therefore, if somebody has, as Rav Shecht always quotes the Gemara Yuma, if somebody has something, he's not taking it away from you, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalek to everyone what his needs are, and therefore, Lag BaOmer is the time where we realize that we have to respect everybody, because all the kavod that people, all the things that are in the world are ultimately from the ultimate hod, is the hod v'hodah l'fanav, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the belief that we're all, Ani Hashem means we were all created by God, and therefore we're all part of the same unit, and therefore the way to succeed in life is being part of the Chabura, part of the community, giving to the community, being part of the community, not being loners, and then that's Be'ez Adas B'nei Yisrael, not Chas V'Sholom, Nodav Aviv. Nodav Aviv were G'dolei Olam, but the Korvosam L'fnei Hashem V'yamusu. But the Kohen B'nei Aaron were Me'ez Adas B'nei Yisrael. That's the realization of Ahavta V'echa Kamocha, that everyone has to have humility towards his friend, even if you have some talents that your friend might not have, but he has talents that you don't have. It's all needed. It's all part of the one Chativa Achas, just like Lo Sikom Lo Sitor, the right hand is not going to, the left hand is not going to hit back the right hand if it cuts it. So that's the idea of Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is the Kemayim Panim L'Panim, is your Ava. If you show Ava to him, he'll feel Ava to you. Ava and Ava, 13 and 13, Ani Hashem, 26, and that brings the ultimate Hashras Hashkina. Thank you.